The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-1 in conference play and 3-2 overall and play at Iowa on Saturday, an 11 a.m. contest to appear on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open up the call for questions from the media.
Thank you. You know, solid win last week. Good to get back on the right track that way. A lot of guys played hard, played well, got a lot of things to improve on in all phases of our game, and a really strong test going to play, you know, a typically very, very good Iowa program. It's 4-1 playing good, and as usual, the way they play, they're good in all phases. So it'll be a tough challenge this Saturday over in Iowa.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of David Woods with the Indianapolis Star.
Yeah, good afternoon, Coach. With the kind of season that Tevin Coleman's been having, has there been any discussion about trying to promote his candidacy for postseason honors or Heisman Trophy consideration or any of that stuff, or is that just kind of against your philosophy to do things like that?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, our department can handle that. Of course, we just got to play well as a team and all that. And you know, you guys in the media can write those good articles and sell him yourself as a Heisman contender. So you've got an opportunity to make that article if you want to. That's your choice. But he's a very good player. We just need to keep playing well as a team. Defense getting stops, getting the ball back, offense playing better, receivers playing better. But he's a very, very good player. He's a great practice player. He's what we want a lot of our players to look like. And, you know, as we keep going, I think he's one of the better players in our league and around the country. And if he is, he and the team will keep proving that week after week, because if you're that kind of player, you know, it's that consistency, David, you've heard us talk about. So we look forward. It'll be a tough challenge this week. Iowa's great run defense. We're not trying to make a point by running. We're trying to run the offense, take what's there. Some games get more run-heavy, pass-heavy. We had a good run game last week, but it started because the pass game really opened up the run game. So it's a team deal, and he is a great player, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kevin, I saw where Nate said after the game that he just let it rip. He was, I don't know if he was throwing it differently into the wind or what it was. Do you know what he was talking about? Can you elaborate on that?
We just talked about him being a little bit more aggressive. He's been very good managing our team, not forcing balls. At the same time, I think there's some times where he's trying to make sure it's really what he wants, and he's being sometimes a little bit late and not really cutting the ball on time and in rhythm because he's wanting to make sure it's there, the receivers are there. So, you know, sometimes the anticipation and the timing is so critical, and he's a part of the timing by trusting it and letting it rip. Now, we had a tough he actually had a really good throwing day the other day, Teddy, in a very, very windy environment, and so he managed the elements well, but it was just more of quit trying to be so perfect. Now, you got to be sound. You got to be clean. You need to know where you're going with it. Let's don't dare and be foolish with our throws, but we just talked about being a little bit more assertive and trusting his receivers and anticipating and just letting it rip a little sooner instead of waiting to see as much as he was doing.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on Iowa's rush defense in particular, but what have you seen so far that you think makes something of a challenging matchup for you or something that you need to be on the lookout for in this matchup this weekend?
Well, they've been here a long time as their coaches and structure, and last year they had three of the better senior backers, veteran players in the conference. They graduated. They put three new guys in there that are playing really, really good because, again, structure, philosophy, commitment, and how Coach Phil Parker coaches it and Coach Ferentz's background. So it's a good team. You know, they don't beat themselves. That's why they win a lot of close games, win a lot at home. It's going to be a good challenge for us. Three touchdowns, I think they've given up rushing in now 5 weeks of college ball. So they just don't give you things. They make you earn it. They make you work for it. And that's a sign of a good team, good program. That's why they're one of the best in the Big Ten and the Big Ten West.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with the Bloomington Herald.
Hey, Kevin. Coach Knorr was saying yesterday that he spent Saturday against North Texas up in the press box I'm just curious, you know, how much input do you have on whether a coach is down on the field or up high?
You know, he told me that before the games what he wanted to do, and to me it's just communication. What's the best way to see it? I know having called plays, it's a lot easier to see and call things because of the vision you have up top. But also sometimes in communication, you know, eye contact and looking at someone directly is sometimes a great way to communicate during the game. So, as an offensive coach, I spent more time in the box, but some years I was on the field, some games I was on the field, and just where I felt was best. He felt that was best served that game, and he and Noah Joseph just basically switched off. And I don't think that's particularly the reason why we played well, but that's what they want to do. As long as they can make the proper calls and they can get the communication adjustment, I'm plenty fine with how they want to do it. Just need it to work.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome, Mike.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Thanks.